Triple M live across Queensland, the Rush Hour with AB and Elliot. A bombshell out of the Brisbane Broncos to tell us more. Team Triple M, Channel 9. Dobbo, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, there's nothing ever happens easy in rugby league, and this is just another case. G'day, AB. G'day, Elliot. I'll just dumb it down for you really quickly. Payne Huss, three-time Paul Morgan medal winner of the Brisbane Broncos, arguably their best forward. And he's also one of the highest paid players at the club. This year, he's on $750,000 a year. Next year, he's contracted at $850,000 a year. And in the following year of 2024, when his contract expires, he's on $950,000 a year. He agreed to a five-year deal 2 years ago, and he's obviously 2.5 seasons into it. His management this morning requested a release effective immediately. Why? Because he thinks he's worth more money. Now, why does he think he's worth more money? Well, the Broncos, only 3 weeks ago, offered him a extension on this contract to the end of 2027, which would see his current salary and all the way to the end of 2027 average out at around about $1 million a year. Not bad money for you and I, and for a front rower that's had 4 off-field incidents in his time there. We know it's well documented how many times and indiscretions he's had. He is a very good footballer. There's no two ways about it. But for this to happen a day before they're going for their 7th straight win with the Broncos rebuilding is nothing short of disgusting. Now, I'm not pointing blame at Payne Huss himself, but he must be aware what his management doing, and what his management doing at the moment is nothing but selfish. It has created absolute bedlam in Brisbane. I've spoken to the coach. I've spoken to the CEO. I've spoken to the players. They were all in shock. They were blindsided. They had their captains run this morning, and now this has happened. So a dreadful, dreadful look, and one that I'm sure everybody is going to be waiting with. To me, he's done. He's done at Brisbane. It's untenable there. He will not be back. I don't. But that's my gut, because unless Brisbane kowtow to their demands, and what precedent does that set moving forward?
Dobbo, and apologies for triple loaded. I know you got a million things on. So will he play tomorrow night? Are you sure Kevy will let him go? And where will he end up?
Well, they've said no at the moment, the release. They've said no to the release. So at this moment, it's no. But we all know, Elliot, how this works. And AB, you guys have seen this happen 100 times over. They might say no initially, but they're not going to have a player there that doesn't want to be there, because it's the stabling of a player group. It's just as simple as that. My mail and talking to people at the club is that he will play tomorrow night, and he is offered to play. Now, at this moment, no, the coach hasn't said yes or no. So if he wants to play tomorrow night, of course he will. But I spoke to a very, very prominent NRL coach, a coach who's coaching at the moment, and he said he wouldn't play him. He wouldn't release him, and he'd play him in reserve grade for the rest of the year. That was from one coach. So there is some train of thought. It is a really unfortunate incident where it could have been sorted so much easier. Brisbane have been doing everything within their power to try and get a deal done. It seems to me that there's another team somewhere, and I don't know who, but there's obviously another team at the moment that are interested in him, because you would have just signed the deal. If you were happy with the money, you would have just signed the deal. So there's obviously more money somewhere else.
Dobbo, do you think it's a coincidence that his little brother signed with the Titans this morning?
No, he won't go to the Titans. God forbid. I mean, he would go to the Titans. Like, seriously. Like, I mean, good question, AB, in the sense, but, mate, no. I mean, you wouldn't send your ex-girlfriend to the Titans, would you, at the moment? You
know? Good on you, H-Dub. Now you got a million things to do. Appreciate you making some time for us,
very busy. No dramas, guys. Love the show.
On you. Thanks, Dob. Ben Dobbin, Rush Hour with Liam, Liesl and Dobbo. We appreciate you making some time. And Jesus.
Always a good exclusive.
Jesus, a bombshell.
I don't feel very well.
The Rush Hour on Triple M. Rush Hour! Triple M live across Queensland. The Rush Hour with AB and Elliot, also sitting in with one of the great ones for Apprecity Finance, Gordon Tallis. Am I crazy
to believe in my team? The Rush Hour's NRL tips.
Big weekend starting tonight, Elliot. And this is sad because obviously Turbo out potentially for the rest of the season. Has he officially been?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, poor bloke. The Manly Seagulls up against Storm tonight. How do you reckon that they're going to go minus Turbo, Gordy?
It's going to be a big ask. Melbourne Storm coming off 2 losses in a row and big losses. So you would expect that Craig Bellamy gave them every possible word out of his mouth this week. So I'm expecting Melbourne to win that one.
Tomorrow night, top of the table clash, Panthers-Cowboys. It's in Penrith. Oh. No Taumalolo, no Felt, maybe no Tuolangi for the Cowboys. Waiting to find out more there.
Yeah.
Can they make it seven in a row against the best in the business?
Look, they can, but I think the Cowboys have been absolutely outstanding. I'd like to say surprise packet, but they're not a surprise packet anymore. I think that they are the real deal after beating the Melbourne Storm. But you think Penrith out of Penrith. It's going to be a great game. I'm just going to get Penrith in a tight one.
It's you and me, Gordy. Saturday night.
Friday night.
Friday night, sorry, actually, right afterwards. Broncos.
Listen, Avi, let's just take a point each, okay? Let's just take a point each, okay? So we stay friends, right? Let's just go to Golden Point, and it's a great game. It's one of the greatest games ever, and you get a point, we get a point.
I'm actually okay with that because, as we've seen, the Titans can't kick field goals, so let's go forth.
Yeah, they are.
How is it a great
game,
Gordy?
No, that's how you do it.
No, your Titans are worse than the Knights at the moment. They were hopeless against a Sharks team that you said has the wobbles last weekend. You can't say it's a great team when your side is right down the bottom, my friend.
Yeah, do you know what? If we were playing the Knights, it would be the Who Cares Cup.
And that's how much Newcastle would win.
I don't know about that. I do not know about that.
Do you know what? Geez, I hope they play each other in a month and we got a bet. We're going to have a bet, and I'm going to make you run the strand.
Gordy, I don't know if you saw this, but we had a bet last week, Elliot and I, Knights v Broncos. He had to join the Work Social Committee. He's one of the chairs of the Work Social Committee now, organising all the little cut-up sandwiches for the morning teas.
I got fired already, to be honest, but anyway. All right, Broncos by plenty. Warriors, Knights, a belter at Morton Daly Stadium on Saturday afternoon.
Well, I think it's actually really important for both clubs.
Yeah.
Matt Lodge has walked out on the on the Warriors. There's going to be a fair bit spoken about that. So who knows about that? And I would go, I'm going to go the Knights.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? I think they showed some glimpses last week until push come to shove. And, you know, a couple of decisions went their way. But I think the Knights can get up. I really do.
This will be an interesting one because they've had a bit of a downward spiral. Bunnies up against Tigers.
Oh, I'm going to go to the Tigers. At the moment, every time I tip South and I think that they're back and they're going to do something, they just don't.
Yeah, they disappoint
They actually don't. So there's something fundamentally wrong with the Rabbits at the moment. There's no Latrell, but that's...
It's an Adam Reynolds-shaped gap.
Yeah, but I think it's just everything. I think it's their defence. I think it's their outside backs, you know. They're missing Gay Guy as well. But, yeah, South certainly a struggle to perform this year.
All right. This is a belter Saturday night, Sharks-Roosters.
This is a really good game. Obviously, the Sharks got back in the winning circle, beating the mighty Titans. I'm going to go the Roosters.
Sunday afternoon, Bulldogs v Dragons. Bulldogs a lot to prove, obviously, this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, Michael Potter, his second week, it would be his first full week at training. You would expect those guys now that I think they all realise that they're playing for their contracts as well. So you think it'd be a better performance from the Dogs, but I'm going to go the Dragons.
And finally, mate, the Raiders starting to find a little bit of form. Jamal Fogarty, he makes his debut. That's a big in for them against the Eels.
No, I'm going to go the Raiders.
Yeah.
I really like the way, do you know what? Don't worry about where they are in the competition. Their last 3 weeks of footy has been really good. They've been tough. They've been getting points. They're actually, for some reason, I just heard them get interviewed after the game that everything's just clicked for them, and it's shown it. I think they can get the Eels. This is their biggest challenge in the last month, and I reckon they can win it.
Gordon Tallis, always a pleasure, never a chore for a President of Finance joining us each week on the Rush Hour. Can't wait to this weekend's text. I mean, AB's going to be sledging you when the Broncos beat the Titans. I'll be declaring Newcastle Knights competition winners after we beat the Warriors.
AB, you can bring it on.
I don't think I have much to worry about. Sorry,
on your Gordy. On your Gordy.
Cheers, guys.
See you, mate. Rush Hour! Triple M live across Queensland, the Rush Hour with AB and Elliot. And as the Gold Coast Titans prepare to squash the Broncos this Friday night, one of their finest joins us now, a man with bigger forearms than both of our futures, AB. Back rower, Gold Coast Titans, Mr. Bo Furmore. Hello, mates.
G'day. How are we?
A tough old game in the wet against Cronulla.
Yeah, it was. Cronulla are a good side, and we just let ourselves down for a 10-minute period after halftime there and made the hill too big to climb.
I think there wouldn't be a single coach out there that gets excited about playing in wet conditions because it always spells injuries. There's obviously a few concerns. I think I read that potentially Sami might be out this week. Have you got any others that have been cleared or any latest news with players that might be coming back for feeder even?
I think Davey trained today, so I think that they're giving him every chance. Like, we've got captain's run tomorrow, so, yeah, I'm not sure how he's, like, yeah, how it's pulled up today, but they're going to give him every chance to play. We've got Mo Fotowaka, who hurt his ankle on the weekend, and he's, yeah, we'll see how he is tomorrow too.
You've played that in such a politically correct way. I'm sure your media manager would be proud, Bo. hey, Indigenous round this weekend, you got a number of boys with Indigenous heritage in your team. Have you been learning a lot about different cultures in the lead-up? What's the week look like?
Yeah, it's been good, obviously. A bit of a shorter turnaround, so we probably haven't been able to do as much as we would have liked. I think we did a lot more last year, but being playing on the Sunday and now on a Friday, we haven't had as many days in at training. So, but yeah, obviously it's a big round for our country, and especially I think we've got five boys in our 24-man squad this weekend that are all Indigenous heritage. So it's a big weekend for them as well. I know they're really excited to play.
It's always huge taking on another Queensland team. I mean, you always had your eyes set, you said, from a young age, potentially to become a Broncos player. Firstly, still time, Bo. Still time.
No,
and hope.
Titan for life.
For me as a Broncos supporter. Do you think that the Broncos need to be brought down a peg? I mean, I'm saying this as a fan who's full of confidence this early in the season.
Oh, obviously, as a Titans player and all Titans fans, we love beating the Broncos. So, we'll be making sure that we're doing everything we can to get a win on Friday night. It's a big game for our club, obviously. Going down the M1 and playing at Suncorp Stadium, so I'm really excited.
What's the sweeter victory, the Cowboys or the Broncos?
Yeah, probably the Broncos.
Because they're arrogant fans. That's
come
why.
Off it.
Sorry, keep going, Bo.
Yeah, I haven't actually been part of a Cowboys win yet. So, I have actually. So, but the Broncos ones are obviously just they're our neighbours kind of thing. So it's always good to get one up.
Yeah, they got this
Everyone
elitist.
Everyone hates us. I'm so sick of it.
Because you got this elitist thing going about you. You whinge when things don't go your way. You're the worst of the worst. Anyway, Bo Fermor and the Gold Coast Titans are in action. That's Friday night. It's a belter. Broncos fans and Titans fans, you can catch that one live via listener at 7:55 and on Triple M across the network. Always appreciate you making some time. Go well this Thursday night, Bo, and look forward to chatting again next week.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Follow the guys on Instagram at Rush Hour QLD.